WCRI's Festival Series proudly presents highlights from the Gilmore Festival, an international keyboard musical experience that has inspired present and future artists and audiences for over 30 years. Recorded in beautiful concert halls and historic venues in the Kalamazoo, Michigan region, the festival is an immersive and ambitious undertaking, featuring some of the best solo, chamber, jazz, and orchestral performances in the world. The festival has truly made an unparalleled contribution to the artistry, craftsmanship, and development of keyboard music. WCRI's Festival Series is sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has proudly continued the tradition of bringing classical music to our community. Visit newportmusic.org. Now, enjoy the program.
From the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival, pianist Kirill Gerstein plays Beethoven.
It's a piece that's full of great and dramatic gestures, and those are big and small and very daring and very endearing, and so it's a wonderful story to tell.
Beethoven's monumental Kreutzer Sonata stands out in this hour of music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, part of a 13-part series spotlighting some of the most masterful performers in the world today. Every 2 years, for nearly 3 weeks, Kalamazoo, Michigan hosts what is arguably the largest gathering of keyboard artists in North America. Joining Kirill Gerstein this hour are two more outstanding pianists, Dejan Lazic with two Scarlatti sonatas, and Sullivan Fortner with A Gift to the Queen from Duke Ellington. I'm Joan Kerr. We're glad you're with us for an hour of great music from the Gilmore. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from the John W. and Rosemary K. Brown Family Foundation and from Stryker Corporation, a medical technology company offering a diverse array of innovative products and services in orthopedics, medical and surgical, and neurotechnology and spine that help improve patient and hospital outcomes. Stryker.com. When he made his debut at the Gilmore Festival in 2016, Croatian-born pianist Dejan Lazic adapted a concept he introduced a few years ago in a series of recordings he called Liaisons. Volume 1 of the series compares and contrasts music by Domenico Scarlatti and Béla Bartók. Volume 3 does the same for C.P.E. Bach and Benjamin Britten. In his Gilmore recital, Lazic featured all four of those composers. He started with this fantasia, written in the 1760s by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach.
Thank you.
Fantasia in D minor by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, played by pianist Dejan Lazic. The performance opened Lazic's recital at the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Dejan Lazic was born in Croatia in 1977. As an adolescent, he moved to Austria, where he studied at the Salzburg Mozarteum. He now lives in Amsterdam. Later in his Gilmore Festival recital, Lazic turned to music by a composer who was an exact contemporary of C.P.E. Bach's father. But unlike Johann Sebastian Bach, Domenico Scarlatti moved far from home to make his career. Scarlatti was born in Naples, but ended up in Spain as a court composer. He wrote most of his 600 keyboard sonatas for a young woman who eventually became the Queen of Spain. From Stetson Chapel at Kalamazoo College, here's Dejan Lazic with two Scarlatti sonatas, one in D major and another in E major.
Thank you.
Pianist Dejan Lazic performed music by Domenico Scarlatti. In the Kirkpatrick catalog of Scarlatti's keyboard sonatas, they're designated as number 430 and number 135. They were part of Dejan Lazic's 2016 debut at the Gilmour International Keyboard Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan. The Gilmour Festival is based in Kalamazoo and was founded in 1989 by the trustees of the Irving S. Gilmour Foundation to honor the legacy of Mr. Gilmour, a local business leader and avid pianist. The festival also enjoys widespread support from other foundations, individuals, and corporations, as well as Kalamazoo College and Western Michigan University. Gilmour Artistic Director Dan Gustin says music lovers in the area were well prepared to get behind a keyboard festival.
There is a tradition here. Before the Gilmour Festival, of presenting music here in this town, people already were concert goers here. They already had a certain degree of sophistication. And Chenery Auditorium, which opened in the 20s, hosted some of the great performers of the time. Rachmaninoff played here. So there's a tradition here, and this didn't grow out of nothing. It grew gradually out of the seeds that were planted earlier.
Since Dan Gustin arrived at the Gilmour in 2000, the festival has doubled in length and increased its scope, but from the beginning it has embraced jazz as well as classical music. New Orleans native Sullivan Fortner was one of the jazz pianists at the 2016 Gilmour Festival. In his appearance at the Kalamazoo Civic Theater, he played a piece by Duke Ellington, The Single Petal of a Rose.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington wrote that piece for Queen Elizabeth. It's part of his Queen's Suite, a tune titled The Single Petal of a Rose. That was pianist Sullivan Fortner performing at the Gilmore Keyboard Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan. In 2015, the American Pianist Association named Sullivan Fortner a Cole Porter Fellow in Jazz. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from the John W. and Rosemary K. Brown Family Foundation and from Stryker Corporation, a medical technology company offering a diverse array of innovative products and services in orthopedics, medical and surgical, and neurotechnology and spine that help improve patient and hospital outcomes. Stryker.com. In a moment, chamber music from the Gilmore. Beethoven that sets off a struggle. This is the WFMT Radio Network. I'm Joan Kerr with more outstanding music making from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. The term violin sonata is sometimes a little misleading. In the late 18th century, the piano, not the violin, was most often the star of any piece carrying that title. Then came Beethoven. In his violin sonatas, including the one known as the Kreutzer, he began to treat the instruments like equals. Pianist Kirill Gerstein doesn't mind sharing the spotlight.
There's great drama in the struggle between the instruments for the musical and dramatic spotlight. And in that way, the Kreutzer sonata is exemplary. And then just the scope also, you know, where you see that the length and the size of ambition of a work such as a piano violin or violin piano sonata really grows drastically. So Kreutzer is a monumental piece.
The Kreutzer Sonata is 35 minutes long. Beethoven dedicated it to a French violinist named Rudolf Kreutzer. But Kreutzer apparently didn't return the admiration. According to composer Hector Berlioz, Kreutzer considered the piece outrageously incomprehensible and couldn't bring himself to perform it. At the 2016 Gilmore Festival, violinist Yura Lee was more than willing to take on Beethoven's Violin Sonata No. 9. Here she is with pianist Kirill Gerstein in a performance recorded at Dalton Recital Hall in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yura Lee and pianist Kirill Gerstein with the Violin Sonata No. 9, the Kreutzer Sonata by Ludwig van Beethoven. They performed in Dalton Recital Hall at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo during the 2016 Gilmour Keyboard Festival. Pianist Kirill Gerstein was honored as a Gilmour Young Artist in 2002, and in 2010 he won the Gilmour Artist Award, which recognizes exceptional pianistic accomplishment. As a recipient of those prizes, Gerstein has performed at the Gilmour Festival regularly. You've been listening to music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmour International Keyboard Festival. Next time in this 13-part series, pianist Lear Williams plays the four ballades by Frédéric Chopin. More information about the Gilmour's activities throughout the year can be found at thegilmour.org. Support for the Gilmour Festival radio series comes from the John W. and Rosemary K. Brown Family Foundation and from Stryker Corporation, a medical technology company offering a diverse array of innovative products and services in orthopedics, medical and surgical, and neurotechnology and spine that help improve patient and hospital outcomes. Stryker.com. The producer for the series is Don Lee, with special thanks to Gilmour staff members Cynthia Vandenberg and Veronica Harik. Music recording was by Michael Schweppe, Brian Haney, and Doug Decker. Studio engineer is Sylvester Visick. Voice tracks were recorded at Iowa Public Radio, online at iowapublicradio.org. The director of the Gilmour Festival is Dan Gustin, and the executive producer for this broadcast series is Steve Robinson. I'm your host, Joan Kerr. Thanks for listening. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series, sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. For information about the festival or to make a donation, visit newportmusic.org.